What's happening, y'all? Back at it again for another episode of On the Run Podcast with my dog, Brandon.
Yes, sir, man.
Now, you might be wondering where our other podcast hosts are, but they just...
Hey, man. You know, no call, no show. You know, y'all know how it be, man.
Y'all know how it is at a job. You know hey, what I mean?
We... HR getting a call at
exactly.
The show.
We set up a meeting later this week. No, I'm joking. But, I mean... June internal, we haven't done one of these in a long time.
It's been a minute. I guess we technically didn't even have a May internal.
Yeah, we did.
Did we? I don't even remember.
It's
been a while since we've been on camera for y'all without a guest. So yeah, you know, there's been a few decent newsworthy events going on recently. So we'll go ahead and cover it, man. First, should we start with Diddy trial?
Yeah, let's do the Diddy trial.
All right, man. Diddy trial.
I'm tired of it already.
Yeah,
I'm tired because. I don't know, like, I mean, the prosecution's explaining their case or whatever, and I'm just like, bro, I'm so sick of hearing all these, I just get through my day, and then I'll hear the most graphic, intimate details of Diddy's sex life, and I'm just like, I could have went my whole life without hearing that bullshit, dog.
Ain't that really the most, nerve-wracking, scary thing to just know, your most personal life, the things that you hold sacred and secret are just going to be spilled out in front of the whole world?
Well, that and, I mean, in a courtroom with your family hearing that shit.
Your kids hearing that?
Yeah, they looking at you crazy. I'm like, man, don't even come to court. I would have told my family, don't even come to court. That nasty ass shit.
Yeah, yeah. I would have been like, you know what? I got it.
Yeah.
Stay at home. But... Nah, it Kid Cudi got called up to
testify.
Mm-hmm. Man, that was, I don't know. Everybody was calling him a rat, but I mean,
why is he a rat?
I don't know exactly. That's
he got subpoenaed in a federal trial.
Yeah. Plus, I believe wholeheartedly, there's a difference in crimes, right? Like, you can't be a rat if he was in the crew, you know, doing whatever it was.
Yeah, he's not a criminal.
Thing,
yeah,
sure.
He had a crime done against him.
Exactly. And on top of that, it's like, what kind of crimes are there? It's not like this was Young Thug in a RICO case. Yeah. This is Diddy.
Which is funny because Young Thug tweeted about Cudi talking about, he was just like, Cudi's a rat, LOL. I'm just like, bro, you just got out of jail. Sit your ass at home. Go make music and enjoy life.
Nah, we're going to get on his ass about that snippet in a little while.
Oh, that fucking snippet. Shenanay.
Yeah, man, but I don't know. The Diddy case, it blew up, but I don't know. It seems, for as big as it is, as big as Diddy was, it just doesn't feel like it's really getting that traction on social media and the internet as it really should.
I get what you're saying, but I think, that happens a lot with, cases, is that, it'll be, what happens is
top headliner.
Right, when Thug got arrested, I think that was, the most traction, and then just, the details of the case. And you know,
the social fatigue.
Exactly, it gets fatigue, and then holla at us once the sentencing happens.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know what I mean? Because, I think people, we've watched, Law and Order. We think, an entire court case.
It's like an hour.
It's an hour. We treat it like an adventure.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? But court cases, take... you know, months, if not years. You know what I'm saying?
No, undoubtedly. And, it's for a reason, because you
absolutely.
Don't want to send somebody to jail that's innocent.
Off an hour of prosecution. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
But, for some of these high-profile cases, it almost does feel like a TV show because you're used to seeing these people on TV,
yes.
And movies,
yeah.
And music, and media. So you do see them like a personality. So when the trial takes forever, it's I don't know, because... you know, with as deep as Diddy's network was, as big as influential as he was, it just, I don't want to call him Epstein, but he's like a little mini Epstein, if that makes
baby
sense.
Baby Epstein.
Yeah, like in the
near.
In the media. In the
now,
media
he wasn't
world.
Fucking with kids. We hope not, but.
Yeah, but in
the
rest media
of this
world,
shit, yeah. Nah, it's just it's just and I wanted your opinion on this too. I think the complaints that most people have watching the case is that, it's fucked up and the details are so disgusting, but people aren't really understanding how this is a racketeering case.
Oh,
and even I'm starting
to
kind of feel like that. I'm like, I don't see any racket. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess when these people are as rich and as powerful as they are, a lot of the times, they have these little grunts, the little henchmen that be running around.
Yeah.
The crash dummies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And, in order to get on those people's good side, these little junior gremlins, right?
Yeah.
They're the ones that actually do the things. They'll go out and look for the women.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go out and acquire the drugs. Mm-hmm. They'll go out and move the weapons around. So, in order to prosecute them, unfortunately, it does have to be like a RICO. It has to be like a whole, you got to map out the whole organization and decide like, okay, who's at the top? Who are like the little generals? Who are the sub henchmen? And make sure everybody goes down together. Cause otherwise, you know,
I get that. And like, even, they just, had, I think her name is Capricorn. I don't want to mess up her name, but like, she was Diddy's assistant. And like, she was just talking about how, I think her grandmother's funeral was someday. And what's it called? She couldn't even go to the funeral. I'm like, I would have told Diddy straight to his face, nigga, fuck you. I'm going. Yeah. You ain't finna tell me not to. I can't go to my own grandmother's funeral.
Bro, your grandmama.
I'm gone, bro. Shit. There's nothing you could give me at work that's more important than her funeral.
At all, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I just, you know. Okay, I've seen people been talking about this. Like, let's say he gets a pardon from Trump or some shit.
Yeah.
He's back outside. How you going to look at him? How are we going to treat him?
I mean.
I don't want to dap. Nah.
I don't even want to dap him up,
bro. I'm just like, what's he going to do?
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's like, we can't just pretend all this shit didn't come out.
Facts.
I can't unsee it. I can't unhear it at the end of the day.
I hate to say it's fucked up. All he needs is one song. He back.
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly can still sing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, are we looking at him like R. Kelly? Like, you know what? You did that, but like, if that song come on, people still gonna rock with it?
Oh, you talking about his music? Oh, you know what? Like, I can't even lie. Let me think. I don't even. Well, R. Kelly, like, Did you ever really listen to R. Kelly like that? Like, I know his songs, but like.
But I know people like still do.
Yeah.
Regardless of like everything we did end up finding out about him, I know people still rock with him. So that's what I'm saying is like, is it going to be that kind of effect where we know what you did? We know what you got locked up for. We saw all of it in court, but you make one banger and it's like, you know what?
Like,
I might gotta look the other way.
What I wish they would do is I wish they would use AI to like take out all his like ad libs on songs. Like, I love Biggie, but like every time I have to hear this asshole on the Bad Boy doing all that stupid shit, I'm like, bro, I wish I could just take your voice off.
Yeah, that'd be smart.
Yeah, you know what I mean, a lot of the songs and shit. So I just gave y'all a project while y'all at home. Just redrop all the Bad Boy albums without this asshole on the fucking house.
Rewrite history.
Yeah, dead ass. That's how they did from WWE, Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Like, if you play, like, WrestleMania 20 and shit, it's a triple threat match. They said Triple H versus Shawn Michaels versus other, versus unknown.
Bro, unlocked
character. Bro, yeah, I'm not even playing. Y'all can look it up. So we might have to do that for a lot of hip hop.
Honestly, kinda, that's a hell of an idea to do in general.
Yeah.
Everybody who's like, you know, if you mess up, we gonna just take you out of history, bro. Because at the same time, you don't deserve to have like the glamour of being associated with all these people forever.
Yeah. So like, we need to go back, start editing out music videos.
Yeah.
Like the one with Mace and you know, all about the money or whatever the fuck. Just delete that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, I mean, fuck Diddy. I don't. You know, we're not gonna.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, we were gonna end our point. Like, you know how motherfuckers be? Oh, free Diddy. No.
Nah.
Yo ass going to jail. Hey, but how long? I mean. Because I don't know what sentencing is, but, like, how long do you think he finna...
Life?
Life,
okay,
for real?
Should he get life? Should he get less? What do you think he should get?
I would have gave his ass the chair after I seen him being Cassie.
Yeah.
I don't play that shit. Like, once I seen that, I was like...
Yeah, I think life is cool. Just because, like, if he gets out, you don't know what he's gonna do. Like...
Back to the bullshit.
No, because, like, if he was doing that stuff while he was free, imagine now he's locked up. He's got all that pent-up energy. He just waiting to unleash it, bro. Like, I would hate to be the first victim he catches after he gets out. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like.
I'm sorry. I was taking a drink. Fucking. This nigga said pent up energy is crazy, saying, bro. Like, this mother, I really think he gonna do escape like the Joker or some shit.
Yeah, honestly, like that costume he did where he dressed up as.
Yeah, as the Joker.
As a Joker.
This motherfucker was so convincing as the Joker. Besides Heath Ledger and Jared Leto, he got a cease and desist from Warner Brothers themselves saying, don't ever wear our shit again, you scary, creepy motherfucker. Do you know how crazy that is?
He might be a bigger crush on than the Joker.
Bro, listen. No, listen. I wore a Spider-Man costume on here.
Yeah.
But we didn't get a cease and desist from Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I wasn't cosplaying as fucking Spider-Man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. You cool. Yeah. They sent that shit immediately. I think Halloween was a Thursday or some shit. They said that shit on a Saturday.
Saturday, they was like, yup,
get this motherfucker out of here. Yeah, don't ever do that bullshit, for real. But
because, low-key, if you think about it, who would you rather get caught by, the Joker or Diddy? I'm taking
the Joker.
Yeah, I'm taking the Joker.
Because Diddy is going to be greasy. It's going to be music playing.
Yeah, the Joker, he might, like, tie me up with bombs, like, throw me in a vat of acid or some shit. But, like, you know, it's cool. Like, yeah. At least I'm just dying. Like,
yeah. Diddy, you gonna be up?
I'm gonna be wish you.
Yeah, you wish you were with the Joker. You gonna be off in some hotel suite. Like, the nastiest shit in this case though is like, I hate talking about this shit on here because I think it's too graphic for here. Like, what's the nigga name? The Punisher.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Punisher. He told the Punisher like, you know, whatever. Finish, you know, on Cassie. Diddy was in the other room. Cassie will walk into the other room with, you know, a nigga special sauce on her and then rub it on Diddy's nipples. When I heard that, I was like, I'm done. I don't. You know how sky high you gotta be to fucking
insane, enjoy some shit like that? You gotta be, I don't know.
Like, I still need someone to explain what, like, is.
I don't even think he knows what it is.
He probably don't know, honestly.
It's like to that level where you're just so deranged, like, something's just so wrong with you that you just don't even know where you are anymore mentally.
But what I've been trying to understand is too about this case. I'm like, or just Diddy in general, like all these motherfuckers with money. Like, is it like you get a huge amount of money and then you start doing some freak shit, or were you always on some freak shit?
You know that saying, like,
money doesn't change you, it just reveals you who you are.
Yeah. I think it's that. I think deep down, a lot of those people have those tendencies. And, you know, when you get the money, you just have, like, unlimited access to that now because it's just, you can pay for it, you can buy it, you can hide it, like, you just cool.
You know what? I guess that makes sense because, like, what's the homie? Zion Williams and shit. Zion Williamson, I'm sorry. He got money, but he didn't have no bitches back in the day, so he acting out. And
which is crazy because, like, you look at all these people and you're like, okay, you got famous for a reason, so you got to have at least some kind of charisma. For Zion, like, you gotta be like athletic, so you're probably already popular to some extent, but
right.
It's just, I don't know what it is. They just,
well, I think for a lot of these people, like, you, like, you get faint, like, you don't have, like, there's no for them, there's no growing up type shit. So they get famous hella young. Like, it's like I forgot the term, but it's like you have like an industry age, or like the age you get famous, that's basically you're that developed type shit. So, like, for example, like, Justin Bieber, the way he be acting out is just, he never got a chance to grow up.
He never had, like, a real childhood.
Yeah, so his body right now is, what, 28, 29, but he's only, and it's mentally, he's only 15. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I know a lot of motherfuckers that are not famous, though, that
facts.
Are also
famous. Facts. No, I, yeah, but, like,
shout out to our other co-hosts.
Oh, no, no. No, don't do that. Come on, they gotta come back next week. But you get my point, though. Like, imagine, like, if you were 15, 14, and you got
like
$500,000, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Nah, you wouldn't know what, you know what I mean? We all, yeah, we're on a pedestal judging people, but we'd fuck it up too.
Yeah, and I think also, just due to the nature of the industry, you're more easily influenced to the things you see around you.
Yeah.
So if you're seeing all these other people do drugs and do all these crazy things, you're going to be like, well, maybe they're not even forcing me to do it, but because I want to fit in so bad, I'm going to,
that's, like, all you're around.
Exactly.
Type shit.
So, yeah, and then you just, it's a slippery slope, man.
Yeah.
Once you get, yeah.
And we shouldn't be saying slippery slope with Diddy on it. But anywho, speaking of being around drugs, I don't know if you saw this video with Stephon Diggs on a boat in, I'm assuming, Miami or some locale.
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
Somewhere nice. Somewhere we should be on vacation.
Yes.
Instead of hot-ass Vegas, but.
And he had that Diddy powder on him.
Oh, was that what that was? That's that Tootsie?
What else could it be?
No, I swear to God. Swear to God, bro, I'm not even joking. When he pulled that shit out, this is how out the loop I am. When he pulled that shit out, I was like, did he put out Strawberry Nesquik? I swear to God, I was like, he finna make...
Fun Pop?
Yeah. Bro, I was like, is he finna make strawberry milk for the hoes? Like,
nah.
This is crap. I swear to God. I didn't know what it was at first.
Hey, Stephon Diggs been on a wild road this year.
Okay.
The Cardi B stuff.
Yeah. You know about that? Yeah. And she was on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But who's he's on the Patriots now, right?
Yeah.
So I saw their
coach.
Was it their coach?
Mike Vrabel. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel. Yeah, yeah, was their coach. Yeah, he was like, I don't know. He's basically gonna look into it. So,
I mean, what is there? What crime did he commit, man?
He's got a tussie right next to him.
Besides the possession of an illicit substance.
Yeah.
Besides the obvious. Yeah. Besides that, I'm saying, if you're on a boat in Miami with some racially ambiguous women. Cocaine is gonna be around. I'm gonna just be honest with you.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, if you're gonna do it, just don't post it. Like,
no. Well, he didn't post it.
I mean, if I'm him, I'm like, bro, nobody. You can't.
No
bring
cameras.
Your phone.
Yeah.
No
put
phones, no
put
cameras,
these away. Put these in your pocket.
NDA.
NDA
everybody.
For sure. NDA for sure.
Because you remember that infamous yacht pic with Odell and Victor.
Oh yes.
Cruz
yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah. When they were on the Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't take the lesson from that, bro, like. After that, everything kind of spiraled down for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, hold on.
I mean, Odell did go on to win a Super Bowl with the Rams, but
yeah, I don't count. He was exactly. But I mean, listen, bro. Again, money. Like you said, it's just gonna reveal who you are. That phone got, I think, what is it? 3 years? What is it? 3 years? 3 years, $70 million, some crazy shit like that.
Yeah,
he got
like
$24 million guaranteed.
Yep.
If they hit me with $10 million guaranteed. Boy, listen. I'm gonna be hooked up to some IVs at UMC, dog. Hey, listen, y'all. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
I'ma still do the pod. I'm gonna take care of my contractual obligations. But outside of podcasting hours,
yeah, it's
demon
be
hours, bro.
It's gonna be a lot of Stephon Diggs.
For sure.
Lake Woo. Mead gonna have a boat.
No. I'm not taking a yacht to Lake Mead. Maybe like Las Vegas.
Maybe.
Nah, I mean, like, if I had that type of money, though, like, I don't even know, because, like, Stephon is 32, something like that, 33. He's, like, a few years older than me and shit, but, like, you know.
Not gonna lie, he look old. He's been in the league for a long time.
He got drafted 2015.
Yeah.
So think about all the people that were his draft class.
Yeah.
A lot of them aren't in the league anymore.
Well, yeah, NFL is just like that, bro. Like, you're in the league for a few years.
3 years.
And you're out.
I think it's like,
especially for
years.
A receiver. Yeah, he's been in the league for a long
time.
No,
he's ancient. Yeah. 32 years old is fucking ancient.
Hey, man, he still do his thing, though, at the end of the day. But what that always reminds me of is that infamous Vikings locker room interview. Have you seen that?
Yes, yes.
When there's a guy, he goes around asking all the Vikings players,
who would you not want to date your daughter?
Who would you not want to date your sister?
Without hesitation.
Every single player,
doesn't Stephon matter Diggs. The position, Stephon Diggs.
Oh, Diggs.
Diggs.
Stephon.
Diggs.
Yeah, Diggs.
Stephon.
Diggs.
Stephon. Diggs. Oh. Diggs. And when I saw that clip, this was years ago, I was like,
why?
Stephon seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, even they interviewed him at the end of the clip. He was like, oh, man, I'm a nice guy.
And he seemed real cool.
Yeah. And then started, now we get here. I'm like, oh, now I understand why they wouldn't want his daughter to date. We fuck with you, Stephon. We're not judging.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we understand. You know what I mean? Because I always say this, like, motherfuckers with, like, no 9-to-5, they live an amazing life.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like, I got a homie right now. He's a He's a videographer and shit. And like right now, I think he's where is he? He's in the Bay somewhere or some shit. Or it's like Sacramento or whatever. And he's at a takeover right now. And like he literally was just filming somebody on his iPhone, like almost getting ran the fuck over. I'm like, bro, it's Sunday like afternoon. Like
what's that meme? My unemployed friend on Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's just some random fucking side
He's in
mission.
The club. He's fucking skydiving. Yeah.
I didn't even know they had to open on Tuesday.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm like, bro, your unemployed friend got the most lit life in the world.
Oh, 100%.
Dead ass.
100%.
But when I was unemployed, my life was lit too. I was going to takeovers. I was going to fucking car meets, all type of crazy shit.
Just for no reason?
For no reason. Yeah, my life was random as shit. Dead ass. Now that I'm gainfully employed, I'm like, man, this shit is so boring.
Yeah.
But thank you, know, anywho, but what else we got on the docket though? Oh, Caleb Plant fought this weekend.
Caleb Plant did fight this weekend, man. Not looking good for Caleb.
Nah.
I've kind of, you know, over the years, I've learned to like Caleb more and more. You know, early on in his career, it was like whatever. But once you heard his story, do you know his story about like his daughter and stuff and just everything he's been through? You kind of root for the guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of sucks that he lost. But it's just he's getting to that age where he's slowly declining.
No, and I hate seeing that in boxers because it like it hurts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I think like is that just like all athletics or like boxing? Do you think it's like hyper sped up.
I think I'll say this. If you look at like NBA,
yeah,
it's hard to tell really when.
Shit, NBA,
because there's like 82 games.
Yeah.
So you see him every day and you're like, okay, he had a really good game. Like, oh, LeBron still got it.
Yeah, you still got flashes.
And then there's like another one where it's like, oh, I don't know, might be over. But then he's back.
Yeah.
And then it's like a season after season and it just goes. With boxing though, like from one fight to the next, it looks completely different.
Mm.
Like you could look good, solid in one fight, and then your next fight, you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then from there, it's just like downhill.
Yeah.
'Cause I feel like a lot of it is also very mental. So let's say you're in the NBA, like you have a bad game. You have the ability still to like move on, get past it, because you know there's another
team
game
effort.
Coming. And it's a team effort.
Yeah.
But more than nothing, like, you know, it's an 82-game season. Like, you got next game to make up for it. And then next game to make up for it.
Yeah.
You can make adjustments, watch film, do these things. But you train, like, months for a fight, cut weight. You know, you're going through different game plans, watching film on your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But then you really only have those 12 rounds. And then if you don't figure it out, like, now you got to wait maybe another year.
Yeah.
At least a few months.
Yeah.
And it's like, time, Father Time is undefeated for a reason.
Damn, man. Cause like I didn't get to watch the full fight. I watched the highlights and like it skipped. Like the video that posted, it went from the first round to that shit went to the ninth. And I'm like, what the fuck? And his face was like looking totally. I'm like, bro, fuck, man. But I mean, when do you think like it's time to like kind of like get the fuck up out of there as a boxer?
I just think if you're fighting opponents where you're just taking unnecessary damage, like it's not even worth it, bro. You made your money. Thankfully, he's had a really good career.
Yeah.
He's got his wife, Jordan. He's got a beautiful daughter, man. Like, a nice little family. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need for him to take any unnecessary damage, man. Like, he's got a lot of life still to live.
Yeah.
Maybe have more kids or, I don't know, go into other ventures. He's always posting I think he's got a clothing brand. He's really, like, into, like, lowriders and stuff like that. So, yeah, I just think. But, I mean, he could still do, like, exhibitions or just fight, like, like a Jake Paul fight, right? Something like that down the line. I still think he'd whoop Jake Paul right now.
Of course,
but, yeah, but like maybe down the line, take some of those fights and just make a little extra bread.
But do you think like, and I think this is just boxing fans in general. Like, I think we expect too much out of like boxers. Like, we want them to die for our entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
As close to death as, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Because most, the average casual boxing fan, whatever, they can't tell you what a good fight is.
Yeah, 100%.
Unless they see a knockout.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's, at the end of the day, that's what people pay for in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so tricky because it's not really reflected in, like, pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Like, if you still look at pay-per-views, like, ultimately the biggest sellers are always, like, undefeated or very, very close to undefeated. Like, maybe one or two. Because
we like
max.
Seeing people fail.
Yeah.
Or something has to be on the line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even if we know like it's gonna be a war, it's like, yeah, but he's a bum or he's a journeyman, he's a plumber, he's a cab driver, you know, we got
he has a regular occupation outside of this.
He's a tomato can,
Yeah.
All right. So people always have these excuses, whereas like, for example, the UFC, I feel like that's a little bit closer to like, if you're willing to really go out there and just throw hands, regardless if you win or not, you'll get paid.
Right.
Yeah, like McGregor, you know, he's had how many losses? But if he fights again, they're throwing.
Well, and that's kind of the thing. Like, I didn't really understand this until I got close with some boxers like a few years ago. Is like, they like, you have like that undefeated record is so cherished.
Yeah.
That if you basically like get one loss, it's like damn near like it could like severely damper your career.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. Unless you make up for it with like incredible wins. Yeah, it like really, really severely, like you'll miss out on big payments.
Yeah. So. I've seen that happen. And I'm just like, I kind of understand it now. But at the time when they told me, I'm just like, what the, do they expect the motherfucker just to win everything?
Exactly.
Like, how is that realistic? That's not life.
Exactly. But we're really spoiled, especially now, because of Mayweather. Because Mayweather had a 50-0, just like never lost, never really even was like in trouble.
Not even close to it.
I mean, he got, there's a few fights.
But it was never a serious like, holy shit.
Exactly. It was never like undoubtedly beyond a reasonable doubt, like he lost or he was actually severely hurt. Never was. So because of that, that started like the O movement and like really
the O movement.
It, like emphasized it where people were like, okay, but I can't lose. So I'll fight a bum versus like taking a good fight because I just don't want to lose.
Yeah.
But really, Canelo proved otherwise when he lost to Mayweather and still went on to become like the biggest guy in boxing.
Yeah.
And then recently, I would say Tank Ryan was probably where it really changed like a lot again. That was like another crucial point, because at that point, everybody was like, yeah, we want to see that fight, but it's never going to happen because nobody's going to want to lose their O.
Yeah.
And then that sparked Ryan Haney, yeah, which was like a fucking circus. Yeah, and yeah. It was crazy. Yeah. It was a crazy media run. And then now, of course, we had Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
That was, oh my God.
Insane, bro.
God, fuck. Yeah. Continue with your point, though. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. God, yeah. I remember that. Shout out my dog, Evan, bro. He was like, what was Errol's like, what's his saying? Or what's his like?
He's a big fish.
Yeah, big, or whatever the fuck. Yeah, big fish. You already know what's going on. And then, like, I remember Evan was posting all night, like, yeah. Dog pan, you know, he was hyping Errol up, and then like the fight was going on, and I'm like, my dog stopped posting. I was like, oh no,
it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. He turned the fight. Yeah, that fight was crazy. But continue with your point, though. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So we had Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. Yeah. Obviously, then we had now recently we had like Rowley and Ryan. That was pretty big. Yeah. And then Haney, Teofimo.
Yeah.
Those are probably going to get made sometime in the future, them three guys.
Yeah.
And then, of course, ultimately, Canelo, Terrence Crawford.
Crawford, yeah.
In September here in Las Vegas at the Allegiant Stadium. Yep. So, boxing, you know, people hated on it, but it's in a really good place.
No, it is. It's definitely,
in a
good
place
now.
It's in a better place than it was 5 years ago. I'll say that. And it looks like it's going to keep getting better.
Yeah.
And, oh, one other one I forgot to mention, I guess, speaking of Caleb Plant, when he fought Benavidez, that was pretty big also. And because of that, you know, people say like Caleb can't catch a break against the Mexicans. He lost.
Facts.
Caleb lost to Canelo. He lost to Benavidez. And now he lost to Resendi. So facts. I don't know, man. Shout out to Caleb Plant.
Shout out to Noah. You're free to come on the pod anytime. 100%. Just only advice we could give you, stop fighting Mexican people.
Yeah, no. That's more Mexicans.
Because they whooping your motherfucking ass.
Anthony Morrell, you got that.
Bro. Yeah. But other than that, yeah, leave these Mexicans alone because they ain't playing.
Yeah.
At all.
But it was a crazy underdog win, man. He was, I think, minus 1,500 favorite.
So. Yeah, no, because I think some homies of mine bet on the fight. Hopefully they made their money back and shit.
Yeah.
But shit, another thing I wanted to talk about too, the homies went camping.
Yeah.
I did not participate because I told them, listen,
hey,
I'm not finna be off in the woods fucking around.
Hey, let me be the first to say.
Uh-huh.
As soon as shit went sideways, I was like, yeah, no, it was right.
No,
no, it was right.
No, it was right.
No, it was right.
I told y'all.
Bro, this, okay, let me tell you this.
Yeah,
okay, so we're going camping. Uh-huh. We had known, we had been talking about it for maybe a few weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alfredo, shout out to Alfredo's Fix, man. He's mm-hmm. like, yo, I really want to go camping. I want to mm-hmm. get some content for my channel, mm-hmm. go fishing, do this, whatever. I was like, cool, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Set it up. This man, he was like, okay, we got to get a rental car. We got to do this, got to do that. I was like, cool. He waited till the day before. The evening before
to get a rental car. Okay.
And I was like, bro. So he had to go all across Vegas, look for a rental. He got one.
Mm-hmm.
They charged him an arm for a leg. They low-key finessed my boy.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, it was EDC weekend.
Oh, hell no.
The Friday before.
Dumbass. Like, yeah.
So, whatever. We started driving out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Alfredo's excited. He's like, you know, I never drove out of the state before. It's going to be my first time.
Okay.
I was like, cool. Everything's in the car. It's like a little crossover car. I was mm-hmm. like, I thought it was going to be SUV. A little crossover. Cool. Mm-hmm. We're driving. We're driving. He's 2 and 10 on the wheel.
Yeah.
You know, like when you drive a car, you know it ain't yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 2 and 10 on the wheel. But the problem is, I don't know if it's because it's a new car or because low key 2 and 10, you can't even drive 2 and 10. I feel like it's too.
It's like 6 and 2.
It's awkward. Yeah. But. He's like swerving like a little bit in the lane, like going back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. And Benji's like, can you fucking drive straight? I can't even fucking sleep.
Yeah.
Pissed, right? So we make a stop at Mesquite.
Yeah.
And Mesquite's like right at the border of Nevada. So it's mm-hmm. still in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And we get down. We're at Smith's. We get our groceries. And mm-hmm. then we go back. And as we're walking to the car, he's like, low key, you want to drive? And I was like, bruh. I was trying to chill, but I was like, you know what? Cool, I'll drive.
At what time is it when y'all get to Mesquite?
It's like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. maybe, something
okay,
like that.
Okay.
I can't even remember. Yeah, something like that probably. And so technically he still didn't drive out of the state because I had to drive out of the state.
He's still in the state of Nevada, yeah.
But regardless, Benny's like, oh, finally I can sleep now. I'm like, cool. So we get to, we go through that little corner of Arizona. We get to Utah.
Yeah.
And then we make it to this little town right before the lake we're going to. Mm-hmm. And we're like, let's get some food. I'm hungry. Cool. It's like a little diner.
Yeah.
Man, this diner was like, it was Red Dead Redemption. This was like, I thought it was, I thought we were in Sinners for a second. I was like, where are we?
Y'all put up to Mississippi.
People looking at us weird. You know, like the textbooks used to look back in the day where it was like Native Americans and pilgrims and shit. I was like, we're looking at a place right now.
Yeah.
But whatever, we go inside. And then we're waiting to get seated.
Yeah.
And there was a white family that walked in ahead of us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
As soon as we stepped in, it felt like the whole diner turned around and looked at us.
Yeah. And we're crazy. Like, ooh.
And then they just look away. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And we're waiting. And this dumbass, this idiot Benji, he goes, y'all boys better get gone. Go ahead and get like loud. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut up, bro. And he's dying, right? Thankfully, the people were cool. They were actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
But they sit us down. Yeah. We're getting food. Waitress comes over. She's like, y'all want to have anything to drink? I was like, yeah, cool. I'll get orange juice. Alfredo's like, yeah, I'll have coffee. And then Benji looks at her and he just goes, chocolate. And the waitress was so confused.
He was like, what? Did you just order chocolate?
Chocolate. And she goes, would you like hot chocolate or like chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Grown man, mind you.
Grown man.
Grown man.
Grown man.
She's
almost
like,
30.
Almost 30.
Chocolate.
You want hot chocolate or chocolate milk? And he's like, no, I'll take a hot chocolate. I was like, bro.
Hot chocolate.
She brings the drinks.
Oh, my
and
God.
And me and Alfredo laughing. I was like, bro, grown ass man ordering hot chocolate, first of all.
Yeah.
But whatever. And he goes, I don't care. I like hot chocolate. And he grabs his mug and he tries to drink it fast.
Yeah.
Burns the shit out of his tongue. He just goes, ow. Like an NPC. And I was like, bro, they already don't like us here.
Yeah. And
we're
now you're making,
like,
you screaming
place.
It at your table. Yeah.
You know, yeah, they're probably like, yeah, they were right about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was cool. Thankfully, we got out. And then Benji asked the waitress. He's like, yeah, this guy, Fredo, he points at Fredo. He's like, yeah, this guy, it's his first time fishing. Like, how many fish you think he's going to catch?
Yeah.
She's like, he's like, over under 2.5 fish. And she's like, oh, I'll say over.
Yeah.
I think it'll be lucky.
Yeah.
He's like, where are you guys going fishing? We're like, Panguitch Lake.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, it gets real windy there, but there's a few good spots to fish. She starts telling us where to go and stuff. It's cool. We hit the road. We get over there and it's windy, bro. Like windy. Yeah. And we get there, we start fishing. Benji didn't even fish. He laid a tarp down on the fucking sand next to the fucking lake and just knocked out for like 2 hours. Me and Fredo start trying to fish. Nothing. Like, it's dead.
Red Dead Redemption. It's
nothing.
Yeah.
There. And it starts getting windy. Windier and windier. It starts like drizzling a little bit. We're like, yeah, bro, let's just go set up camp. Because she said... The best time to go fishing is like right in the morning, right before sunrise, because that's when the fish come up. She was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go set up camp. So we find this little opening. Low-key, it was pretty nice. Like, it was a big, flat area with, like, a lot of grass and trees.
Mm-hmm.
It was real cool. So we started trying to set up a fire.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, Alfredo's fixed. Like, you got a lighter? You got, like, something to start a fire with? He goes, yeah. So we get out the car. I collect, like, a little pile of, like, dry, dead, like little sticks and leaves and shit to start a fire.
Yeah.
And he hands me this lighter, bro. As soon as I felt the lighter, I was like, this ain't gonna work.
Uh-huh.
You know how when someone hands you something and just by like the build quality, you could tell it's cheap?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's just plastic.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He hands me like these lighters. You know the ones that have like the long...
the shit, yeah.
Yeah. So he hands me that one and I'm like...
For a barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, this shit feels cheap as hell. But I'm like, cool, he said it works.
Yeah.
It works. I'm trying to light it. Nothing.
Yeah, shit ain't catching.
I'm trying to flick it, nothing.
Yeah.
And like, I'll cover it, like, I'm worth shielding it.
Yeah.
I could get it to like light and it just goes out right away. And I'm like, bro, this lighter's ass.
Yeah.
So we're like, what are we going to do? At this point, I was pissed.
Yeah.
And I knew Alfredo was scared of driving in the woods. Like, he's like terrified, right? Mm-hmm. He's never even driven out the state, let alone in the woods.
Yeah.
So at this point, he was like, what should we do? What should we do? And I told Benji, I was like, look, Benji, you start setting the tent. I'm going to try to start the fire.
Yeah.
First fix, you drive to the fucking nearest store and buy like matches, buy like lights or shit. I was like,
buy
you know what?
Buy some correct lighting.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm pissed right now. You bought the shitty ass lighter. You go get the fucking lighter.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to drive in the woods. I'm going to make you drive in the woods. So he goes, and I told Benji, I was like, you think he's going to get lost? He's like, nah. I was like, okay, hopefully not.
Yeah.
He comes back with matches. We're trying to strike him and, like, light it. Nothing. Mm-hmm. It took us maybe, like, 15 minutes, but we finally got
a
fire
match.
Bro, God, it was damn. windy.
Yeah.
And, like, we would light, like, 10 matches.
Yeah.
And we would, like, try to start the fire, and it would just go out right away because it was so windy.
Windy, yeah.
So we would just, like, grab handfuls of matches, just strike them all and, like, light them.
Uh-huh.
We finally got the fire to start. It was a big-ass fire. And then we're, like, setting up the tent. We're doing our stuff, collecting the firewood. And then it starts drizzling.
Oh, hell no.
And then it starts getting hella windy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, let's just wait in the car. As we're going to the car, I guess we had put the tent. No, we didn't even put the tent that close to the fire. But because it was so windy,
mm-hmm.
and the fire was a big-ass fire, every time the wind blew, it would blow the ashes onto the tent. So okay. the bottom of the tent was like, it looked like moths had eaten the whole yeah. bottom of the tent. Yeah. Right, bro. So at the end, we just decided, like, yo, let's just go home, bro. We had bought, like, stuff to make s'mores and sandwiches. We're like, yeah, let's make food and let's just bounce, bro. Like, damn, it's not even worth it. It's not even fucking worth it. And that literally in that moment, I was like, you know what? Into the TK was right.
I be, man, Unc be telling like, y'all, man.
Y'all had no fly shit, no cab, no fly ass cab. Yeah,
I told you. I love y'all to death, but sometimes y'all don't think, man.
Hey, man. But it was, overall, it was, you know, it was cool.
A good experience. Yeah, it was a cool experience. And to be fair, I don't want to ignore, you know, my podcast brothers, obviously. We're going to go on a trip all of us soon.
100%.
But it got to make sense. We got to think logistics.
No, facts. Right? Facts.
Like, imagine if I went to Japan just on vibes.
Yeah.
I didn't research nothing. I didn't, you know what I mean? It took like I flew in March, but like, it probably took like a month. Yeah. Like just to like get everything ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I commend my homie Mike, obviously, for getting everything, you know, situated and whatnot out there. But like, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
So if we go, do take a trip, because I would love to go see, you know, more of the scenic parts of the United States, obviously. Yeah, we got to, like, make plan sure it out a little bit 100%, better. 100%.
Yeah. I think the worst part was just, it was just the weather. Like, if it hadn't been windy,
yeah,
it would have been a cool trip overall. Like, it would have been whatever.
Do you remember the name of the diner y'all went to?
Yeah. I could find it.
Okay.
I could probably find it.
Because that's such, like, a movie moment when y'all walk in and nobody knows y'all. They just...
No, 100%. Like, they just all look
at y'all crazy.
Oh, we also found a gas station that was called On the Run.
Did us?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Now, hopefully, y'all took a photo.
Yeah, I took a photo.
For sure.
Where is it? Let me go ahead and find it. Had to be like right here.
Now, my homie's looking for that photo because I guess he got a lot of shit on his iCloud. I have one more topic to bring up, or we got a few more obviously to get through, but one topic I thought was really cool was Complex had dropped. They love doing these fucking lists. I'm so sick of these goddamn publications and their lists, but it's always an easy topic for podcasting. Complex dropped their top 100 LA rappers. Now, It's 100 people, or 50 or 100, but, oh no, I think it's 50 actually. Yeah, 50, top 50 LA rappers. Now, I can't get through the whole 50, but we'll just do the top 10. So I'm going to read off the top 10, because you didn't get to see the list, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen the list.
I want your opinion on the list. Number one is Kendrick Lamar.
Is this like all time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, cool.
Number two is Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Dr. Dre. Number five is Tyler the Creator. Number six is DJ Quick. Number seven is Ice-T. Number eight is Be Real. Number nine is Eazy-E. Number 10 is Nipsey Hussle.
Is this like just rappers, or is it like rappers including their like pop culture contributions, like movies?
This is off rappers, and I think they're, I didn't even get to read the whole article, but Complex was judging based on like style, substance, like, you know, all that. They're just judging their music, I guess.
Okay, now let's do this. Outside of the top 10, is there anybody that you saw that you think should be in the top 10 before we discuss the order of the top 10?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Well, Draco is 24. I think he should be in the top 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Who else was on the list? Let me see. Yeah, Draco should be higher. Nip is already 10, but I'd put him higher. YG was 15. Cool Boy Q was 17. Dom Kennedy was 19. Earl Sweatshirt is 22. Vince Staples is 23. Sugar Free is 18. I mean, they have the right names. I think just the order is like off. So they need to move around some names.
Yeah, but, I would agree.
Yeah, I'm not really mad at the list. And funny enough, though, The Game, I guess he was mad, not mad at the list, but he dropped his version of the list. So
here you go, this bullshit.
Yeah, I'm saying, no, his list is a little bit different. This is his list. So he made his own top 100. I think Complex was 50.
Right.
So his is number one, Tupac. Number two, Snoop Dogg. Number three, Ice Cube. Kendrick at four. This is funny. He put himself at five, which I'm like, you might as well if it's your list.
Shout out for the confidence.
Yeah. Number six is Corrupt. Number seven is DJ Quick. Number eight is Dr. Dre. Number nine is Eazy-E. Number 10 is Exhibit. Number 11 is Nipsey Hussle. And then Tyler at 14, YG at 15, Dom Kennedy at 16, Schoolboy Q at 20. Yeah.
It's not outside of him in the top 10. It's not a terrible list.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
these where was Pac on the other one?
Pac wasn't on the original one. They didn't include him.
Why?
I guess because he's not from LA. Technically, but I would still put him on the fucking list. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know. But I mean, the list, you know, I just love these, like, you know, Complex is funny. Like, I think what they'll do is they'll shit the bed on most of the list and then try to get like the top, you know, I mean, top 10 right at least. So we get to talking about it, because that's all it is.
That honestly, because Complex was huge. Not saying they're not huge still. Like, yeah, shout out to them for doing their thing. But
2000s, yeah.
Compared to what it was, yeah, like, it's kind of... So, to me, it always seems like whenever they do these lists, it's like they just try to clip farm. It's like quick engagement. They know if I drop a top 10 New York, top 10 LA, top 10 Texas, Miami, whatever, people are going to react to it. They have an opinion.
Even us, like, we're not trying to clip farm per se, but, like, when I talk about... when we did the rapper King of the Hill the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Motherfuckers are just...
Yep.
Get mad as shit. So I'm not mad at their list, but it could be better.
Yeah.
But I think it's hard to, like, you know, 50 fucking names. Like, I listen to a lot of rap, but if I had to sit down and come up with a list, because then, you know,
it's like, what are you judging on? Is it like rap ability? Yeah. Is it like sales? Is it like impact? Is it like a bunch of things?
Because then it's weird, right? Because the person who sold the most, and that may not necessarily be the best rapper.
Yeah.
They just sold the most.
Yeah, and then, like, if you judge by either one of them, the lists are, like, completely different. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, but... Yeah, shout out to Complex. Hopefully we get the... hopefully we get our Complex Con tickets comp this year.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. We gotta make... Yeah. We gotta show some love, man. Complex. Let us, like... do some interviews or something.
Yeah. We gotta. Can we send like an email or something? Yeah. Or maybe we gotta ask Mike. He might have the plug on.
Yeah,
that.
He might. Yeah, he might have a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shit. Oh,
he had a. I guess we could talk about that. He did the recent 9 year.
9 year anniversary. Yeah. You shout went out to OCA. That? Yeah. Yes, I did go to the
party.
You still
remember it?
Parts of it. Yes. Yeah. I drank a lot. I ain't gonna. I didn't get home to like fucking. Cause we went to Club Ego after that, but I didn't go home till like 3. Yeah, your boy been outside. I ain't gonna lie. I just came back from this was on Friday night. Feature was having a party for ASAP Rocky's Puma collection.
Mm.
So that was lit. I got really fucked up over there. I drank too much.
Feature,
yeah. Hell no. It was funny. I got home that night and Mike was like, oh, bro. He literally texted, bro. This is what he said. Look, I'm going to pull up the text. I'm going to pull up our conversation. Fuck it. I got home at like
9, 10 o'clock. And he was like, where is it? Yeah. He was like, you going to Parkway? This is 10:30. He was like, we'll see. He was like, come on, Unc, we outside, headed there shortly. I just told him for sure. I went to sleep. I was like, nigga, I'm done. I can't. If I go outside, I'm not going to make it back home. Fuck that. I'm through. I ain't the same that I used to be. That ass. That's the thing. The older I get, I'm like, I'm just going to do all my partying at one spot, and that's it. Once I'm in bed, unless you are an attractive woman, I'm not getting the fuck out of bed. Hell no. Mike, you're my brother. I love you to death, but no. SEAL Team 6 couldn't get me out of my fucking bed. I don't care.
Could Diddy?
Huh?
Could Diddy get you out?
No. I don't know.
So you going to stay in the bed for Diddy?
I'm going to jump out the window of Diddy. I'm going to jump out the window. I'm going to X myself out.
I'm going to call 16.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. I'm going to call 16. Help! Come get me!
Yeah.
Ass. Shit. If I was in Diddy room, I would have just jumped out the window.
Yeah, bro. I don't know.
Speaking of some possible Diddy shit, I want your opinion on this. I don't know if you saw Sydney Sweeney. She's selling soap with her bath water in it.
Honestly, bro, like, it's just, like, it's weird, but, like, at the same time, like, can you blame her? Like, you got all these little weirdos who are, imagine waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
5 a.m. You fucking take a shower, brush your teeth, bro. Mm-hmm. Wash your face, mm-hmm. eat breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You drive to the fucking factory.
Mm-hmm.
And you slave away for 8 to 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You're sweaty. You're tired. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no lunch. Your wife's nagging you.
Yeah.
Like,
terrible life.
Life sucks.
Yeah.
And at the end of the month, you're like, at the end of the week, you're like, you know what? My check is here. Direct deposit.
Yeah.
And you go to the fucking website and buy some Sydney Sweeney bathwater soap.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of life is that?
That's a sad life. I don't know. Man.
Like, what are we talking about?
But is that safe? Like, I'm assuming it's just a marketing plan.
I'm assuming it's fucking fake. That's the worst part. It's probably fake.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They can't be selling no dirty ass. Like, that shit gonna grow mold by that. Yeah, I mean, like, because, how long does soap to stay on the shelves?
Yeah.
Like, you see what I'm saying? That shit gonna start smelling bad. Like, it's gonna be like, you know how motherfuckers like lead a spot. They don't take a shower, but they put cologne on. Like, nigga, you still musty.
Yeah, you still stink.
Yeah, bro. You still stink. We smell cologne over the stink. That's not like.
Nah, sometimes you smell the stink over the cologne.
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, you try to, nah, bro. Yeah,
we used to spray the Axe.
Yeah, middle school showers.
Sweaty as hell.
Bro, that shit made no sense. When motherfuckers would do that, I'm like, y'all know y'all still stink, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So these motherfuckers would like, because I think, let me think. Oh, my PE, I had PE right before lunch. So a lot of times motherfuckers would go to PE and then go straight to lunch, whatever. Yeah.
Do you remember the kids that used to dress out and then they just wouldn't change back into normal clothes? They would just stay in gym clothes?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, worst.
Bro, it'd be motherfuckers. Niggas would end the day in PE clothes.
Yeah, I'm
looking
saying.
Like felons. I'm like, yo, like, looking like we on the main yard. I'm like, bro, you nasty ass nigga. We had PE 6 hours ago.
Yeah, no.
You still ain't changed, bro. Bro, middle school was so unhinged, bro.
Bro, it was crazy. And then you have the kids that would never dress out no matter what. And they'll be like, you know, if you don't dress out, you don't get an F. Like, I don't care.
I don't even care.
Bro, like, they just didn't care. I wonder what it was. Like, why can't you just dress out?
Well, I think there's a lot. Like, did you have anybody in middle school that like, or I guess high school too, but like, they were like nervous about changing in front of other people?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'm sure there were.
Yeah.
Because I
had a few, not, they weren't my homies, but I knew people like that and shit.
What do you think it was? Do you think there was like.
That was fat.
You don't think, because low key, the kids I remember that were like that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was like zesty mm-hmm. or there was like, you know, there was something going on where they were just like, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, the night change in front of other men?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, man, kids, I'm sorry.
middle school with men.
Nah, yo, this is crazy. Nah, I was just saying, we was all like, what, 13, 12,
yeah,
like
11?
Yeah, 11. I was just like, who gives a shit? You know what? I think you're right. Yeah, I think, let me think. Hold on. Yeah, everybody was kind of changing by themselves. There was always some shit going on type shit. They ended up being gay later in life.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not judging, no, by no means. I'm just saying.
Have you, okay, this is another weird one.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have anybody that when you were going to school with them, like middle school or high school, like they were just, I'm not going to say regular, but
straight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
ended up being gay later in life. Yeah.
Bro, isn't
I don't want to say the homie name on here, but
isn't that kind of like weird? Because you're like, bro, like, did you?
I didn't peep. Yeah, I didn't peep it back then.
Like, or maybe they didn't know, or maybe they just were scared to say it. But like, then it ended up just being like, whatever. Like, I'm just gonna be myself. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think about that sometimes.
Nah, that happens. But I mean, like, shit. What can you do?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
but I don't treat nobody no different type shit.
Yeah,
fuck.
It just like be tripping me out sometimes.
Yeah. But I just want to talk about like motherfuckers who was just straight up nasty in middle school, just like just straight stank.
Bro, the other thing I used to hate was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
That's because that's when you first start to like interact with people that are not your family. So like at home, like you see how people eat or how they like clean up after themselves. Mm-hmm. You assume everybody's the same, but then you go to elementary school and you're like, why is everybody different? Like there used to be this kid, bro. Every time we would have chicken nuggets, he would take like barbecue sauce, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, like all the sauces there were, and like mix them all up.
Yeah.
And then eat like chicken nuggets like that. And I was like, bro, that shit would give me a headache just smelling it.
Yeah. Or not like, let me think. Yeah, that. Let me think. What else? It's been so long. I'm trying to think. Damn, I don't have any good examples, bro. Oh, shit. Okay. So. Fuck, I should say this all here, but there was a this was in middle school and shit, and kind of like I had PE with him too, but the homie was is it Sikh?
Oh, like the turbans,
right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was in middle school.
Okay.
So the way he wrapped his hair was basically like you know how like this the wrap will sometimes like be like a round circle.
Yeah.
He didn't do it like that. He had it like
in the front.
Yeah, in the front. Right, so I didn't really know what that shit was. I honestly thought the homie his skull was like crazy type. I thought the homie had like a disfigurement or something.
Thought he was Frieza in the third transformation.
Yeah, I thought he had rhino horns. I didn't know. bro. Like, middle school was so unhinged, bro.
Because like you really discovered a world.
Yeah, man. It's so many little like, especially the middle school I went to, Grant Sawyer, like. Bro, I definitely was going to school with some future felons, dog.
Yeah,
bro.
Was there anybody? Oh, I don't know if I could. I'll tell a story. But is there anybody that used to know that ended up being a crash out later on?
I mean, I definitely went to school with a lot of future baby mamas.
Oh, yeah,
100%. But crash out?
I got a story.
I got a story actually for college. It's not a funny story. It's actually a sad story.
Yeah, mine kind of too.
Yeah. Okay, you go.
Okay.
For,
okay.
Yeah.
So when I was in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
like where I grew up, we was all like, now my neighborhood is dead. But when I was growing up, like
it's popping.
It was
same,
popping,
same,
bro.
Yeah. Same.
Like, cause everybody in my neighborhood was like within like maybe 3 years older.
Same
than
age.
Me,
yeah.
Three
same.
Years
same.
Below
yeah.
Me.
We
like,
all knew each other.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
and then everybody was like. Older brother, younger brother, younger sister. So everybody
the block
knew each
was
other.
Popping.
Yeah. We used to all be outside, mm-hmm. ride bikes, play soccer, play football,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of my street, there used to be this family, and it was three brothers. It was like a two, I guess, like a stepdad, stepmom. They kind of married each other. So mm-hmm. it was like three kids, maybe it was two kids from the dad's side mm-hmm. and like three kids from the mom's side.
Okay.
We used to know them all. So the two kids from the dad's side, one of them was my age.
Yeah.
The other one was like 2 or 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
We was all cool.
Yeah.
So in middle school, because the older one was 3 years older above me, we didn't really like
interact
with each other. But I knew his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And went to middle school, whatever. So freshman year of high school, I used to take the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got cool. So that's where I met him. And I guess at that time he was a senior. And he was cool, bro. Like, and it was crazy. Like, all the kids that were on my block, everybody was, like, smoking weed, drinking, like, popping Zans, like, doing wild shit.
Yeah.
And I try to stay out the way.
Damn, a Zan at 13 is crazy. I'd have been asleep for a week.
Bro.
Yeah, shit.
Pouring up, everything, bro. So, this dude, though, he used to be cool. Because I don't know if you've ever met those type of kids where you know they be doing bullshit, but at the end, I like deep down, you know, like they're still a
good
person.
People. Yeah, 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 like that was all my homies in middle school. Yeah,
like they're respectful. Yeah. Like they kind of know right from wrong and stuff. Yeah. So he was cool, and me and him like used to like chop it up every now and then. Does like talk, kick it, especially when we would come on the bus and stuff. Mm-hmm. And whatever, didn't think nothing of it. Grew up, everybody kind of like dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
This must have been 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bro shows up at my house, but I wasn't there.
Okay.
Knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And my mom had answered it. And I guess, I don't know what the conversation was because she kind of told me, but she was like, yeah, somebody came and asked for you. And I was like, who?
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. It was just some dude asking me like if you still lived here. This other shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. She's like, yeah, he didn't leave no number. He didn't say nothing else. I just told him like, nah. She was like, yeah, I told him no because obviously she didn't know who it was. Yeah. She didn't want to be like, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So I didn't think nothing of it, but it was like in the back of my mind, I was like, who could it be?
Yeah.
So my barber used to live like the next block over.
Yeah.
So I used to walk there, get haircuts, literally like a 2-3 minute walk.
Yeah.
And the next time I go get a cut, he's like, hey, bro, I'm not going to say his name on here because stuff happened, but
yeah.
He's like, hey, bro, did this dude come to your house?
Yeah.
And I instantly flashed back to my mom telling me that. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, how the fuck you know about that? Yeah.
And I was like, how the fuck did you know?
Yeah.
He's like, he came here after.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no shit. I was like, what happened? He's like, basically, he had told me that, like, he's trying to get off the street. Uh-huh. Like, he was on drugs, but he's getting clean now. He just wanted, like, a place to stay.
Yeah.
And my barber was, like, living with his parents and stuff, and he had, like, a little sister, a little brother. And he's like, obviously, I told him, like, bro, I can't, like,
yeah, it's too
you
much.
Can't
yeah.
stay in here, yeah. bro. Like, so... he's like, I don't know. He looked kind of upset, but like, I guess he understood. He dipped.
Yeah.
It probably a week or 2 weeks after that, my barber's dad's truck got stolen.
But yeah.
And they ended up catching him all the way up north, going towards like Mount Charleston, going north. The police caught him, and it was, bro, he had stolen the truck.
Yeah.
Arrested him. They got the truck back. Maybe a few weeks after that, mm-hmm. I guess he had gone free. He was wandering somewhere near the strip,
mm-hmm.
got hit by a car and died, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, bro. And that shit, when I heard, because my barber knew before me.
Yeah.
So I guess like a few, I ended up hearing it from him.
Mm-hmm.
When he told me, I was like, bro, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Cause like, I would think back and I'm like, I still remember him like in high school. Like I still remember the conversation we would have. Like, I remember I was like, yeah, bro, like this dude's pretty cool. Like he's like, yeah, he does all this other shit. Like, maybe he's not like, he's not a fucking scholar at school and shit, but like at the end of the day, he's not a bad person either. But to see like where certain people end up and how just like it ended
and that's kind of the thing too. Like the older I get, I'm more like, we really take shit for granted.
Yeah.
Cause it just like telling your story, like I have two of them. I have a homie of mine. I'm not going to say his name on here as well. Like middle school though, but like him and I were like, really close. I went to his mom's house. Like, you know, we fucking play video games, whatever. Yeah. I mean, just be kids. Like, he was hella cool and shit. And then, like, kind of the same thing. Like, I think this was, like, high school, college. I was like, bro, whatever happened to... Like, I asked somebody else. I was like, bro, whatever happened to the homie? Like, bro, homie had to go back to Europe. And he bugged out. Like, he's, you know, he's straight bugged out. I'm like, damn, bro, that was fucked. And, I miss him a lot. And then the second story, too... Which is it's a really sad story, but this is a real story. This was my last semester at UNLV. I was taking accounting 402, whatever, intermediate. And it's me, my dog Raul. Shout out my dog Raul. And then I'm sitting next behind this mother. No, I'm sitting in front of this motherfucker, so he's behind me. And what's it called? You know, semester's going fine, whatever the fuck. It's our first exam. Whatever, we take the exam, everybody bomb that shit. Bomb the fuck out that bitch. Straight bomb that bitch, right? I don't, like, whenever I was in college, like, if I bomb some shit, hey, fuck it, we'll get them next game. It is what it is. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? But the homie was like, nah. Like, the homie behind me and shit, he was like, nah. I'm gonna go, you know, check my score. And I mean, like, okay, I remember. It was like, I did bad. The homie Raul did bad, but the homie behind me did dog shit. ass. I was like, damn, nigga, you sure you're supposed to be in this class? Right? So I think like some shit happened where like he basically got to retake the exam or some shit like that, whatever. And like I think he got to retake it and his score went up like a little bit better, whatever the fuck, right? But like his score was definitely like a 40 out of a 100 or some shit, right? So it's only three exams in this class.
What did y'all get?
Definitely like a 50 or something. We bombed it. But this is a count, like, you know, I already know. Like, if you fail the first one, you fail that second, right? So we take the second one and shit. And I'm not stupid, y'all. I got like a 85 or like a 82 on that exam. So, you know what I mean? My nigga Raul do good. The homie behind me gets like 100 or some shit, right? He fucking aces the shit. I'm like, damn, you smart. Third one, he aces it, whatever. And then, you know, this is my last semester, whatever the fuck. So, what's it called? We pass, whatever, the whole shit, great, whatever the fuck, cool. So, you know, graduated, blah, 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 blah. So, the summer goes by. And I'm back on UNLV's campus. I think I was just visiting somebody. I was just on campus for some reason. And I see the homies that I just took class with last semester. And they're like, bro, did you hear what happened to fucking, I can say his name on here. Fuck it. Did you hear what happened to Gio? I'm like, nah, what happened? They hand me the phone, bro. They said this motherfucker got indicted for murder. Bro.
Nah.
Dead ass. Right? This is what happened, y'all. This is really a fucked up story, bro. He broke up with his girlfriend and like his girl wanted to break up with him actually. And I remember this shit's crazy because I remember them on campus being booed up or whatever the fuck. And she was trying to break up with him.
Right.
I guess he wasn't taking it too well, whatever the fuck, man. So he picked her up in like a van or some shit. No, this is, I'm not,
I don't mean to laugh.
No,
seriously,
it's not, no.
No, I don't mean to laugh.
I like, it's not fun. No, bro.
I don't mean to laugh.
No, I'm serious. This isn't a funny
story. Yeah, but
story.
Don't say it. He picked her up in a van.
He did.
Okay, but don't say it like that. Like, warn me before.
Okay, I'm telling you the story.
Okay.
Man, listen, bro. I guess she tells him in the van, like, hey, I want to break up, whatever the fuck, man, bro. He shoots her in the head, bro. See? Not fair, you laughing and shit. It's not funny, bro.
It's the van, bro. What?
Okay, why is that funny?
Because what did the van add? Nothing. He could have picked her up in a fucking convertible. He could have picked her up in a coupe.
Anywho,
he could have picked her up in a sedan.
Anywho,
rest in peace to the van.
Yeah,
dad,
rest in
man.
Peace, man. And whatever, he shoots her in the head and shit, and like he gets charged for murder. And like at the time when I'm reading the story, he's like
going through a trial.
Yeah, stuff. Going through the trial and shit, whatever the fuck. And I don't remember when he got sentenced, but bro, this nigga got life. He's in prison for life.
Damn.
Right? And this was 2019.
Yeah, 6 years ago.
Yeah. So think about, Think about this.
Think about everything you've done in the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And this dude has been like
in the jail.
Same room, bro.
And this motherfucker was smarter than me.
Acing exams.
I think he was in the master's program and shit like that. So I'm just like, bro.
Straight
like,
destiny swapped with him.
Oh, no. I would never say, come on, hold on, bro. Don't do that. Hold on. Don't piss me off, bro. Destiny swap is crazy. Nah. I was never finna go to no jail. Fuck that.
You never know.
Nah, bro. Hell
hey,
no.
Shout
I'm never.
The Gio took him for the team.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, that's actually an insane story, though.
Yeah, man. Damn. Piece of shit. Anywho, fuck him, but. You know, that's kind of, I'm just like, that shit, I always like, think sometimes I'll just like, look up his name just to like, see what's going on. I'm just like, this motherfucker just stuck in prison for the rest of his days. I'm like, bro, that like, when they told me that shit, my heart dropped. I was just like, bro, like, I sat behind, in front of this motherfucker for like, 3 to 6, you know what I mean?
Like, were you ever like, yeah, I could see it, or like, even still be like, nah,
no,
never.
No, not at all. No.
Damn.
No, fuck no.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, like when I heard that shit, I was like, what? Like, that shit is crazy. Yeah, I'm just, yeah, anywho, but.
Condolences to
the young
lady
and her family.
Yeah,
man.
That's tragic.
Man, I don't want to end it on a sad note, but.
Nah, definitely not. But I was going to say, I guess that would be a good pivot. I know we didn't plan to talk about it, but Men's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And close out with that.
Yeah.
What is it do you think that leads men to do? Commit actions like that.
I think, you know, man, like, and I've talked about my mental health on here before, but like, I think, man, like, we don't, it's really tough for us to share, right? Like, we're just expected to keep shit bottled in.
Yeah.
So it's hard for us to, like, you know, whenever we go through something traumatic or whatever the fuck, like, we don't ask each other, like, yo, you okay? You doing, you know what I mean? Like, we take that for granted type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because I think both of the stories that we told,
mm-hmm.
they have, like, kind of similar elements,
mm-hmm.
where obviously nothing can justify what these people did.
Yeah.
We're not justifying not it at in all. Any
no.
way.
No.
But you can see the elements of people who might have been going through things,
yeah.
and they just don't ever ask for help or don't ever reach out until it's yeah. almost, like, too late to help.
Too late, yeah.
And, you know, whatever it was that Gio was tripping about, like, whatever it was,
it was
maybe
not,
it was
yeah.
like when he got to retake the exam, maybe it was that reason or whatever it was, like, he ended up taking it out on somebody who he felt was leaving him behind. But then you start to dig deeper and you're like, why was she breaking up with him? It might have been because everything was affecting him so much.
Yeah,
he probably
yeah.
was already taking it out on her. And she was like, you know what? I'm just going to, like,
yeah. And that was kind of the thing, like, about the story. It was like, I guess, like, he was, like, really controlling and, like, you know, she was trying to be an FBI agent or something like that at the time. So, you know, and I'm just like, it's a really tough conversation because, like, it's fucked up too. It was just like, you know, a men's mental health. Like, I know we talked about this last year, but that shit is like, people might talk about it for like a day or two. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not treated the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nobody really values it.
Like, when it's Mother's Day on social media, oh, man.
It's flooded.
Flooded. But Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, fuck it.
Even Father's Day.
Father's Day, exactly.
I mean, most of y'all don't got daddies anyway.
Still. But still.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great. They be posting their mom on Father's Day, too.
Oh, yeah. What they be talking about? They my mama was my daddy, too, or something. I was just like, bro, come on, dog.
It reminds me of the Charlie Clips line.
What?
My mama was the real gangster of my family.
Yeah. Don DeMarco. Charlie was talking that shit. No, I remember that battle. Yeah. But I mean, you know, and I guess I should ask, since we're here, how's your mental health?
Honestly, I try to keep it in check, man. I try to keep it in check. But I definitely see, like, what we were just talking about, mm-hmm. the things where sometimes it's difficult to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to just be vulnerable and, like,
yeah.
accept that you can't do everything yourself.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm getting a lot better at that as I get older, just because there's less ego, I think.
Yeah.
Like, when you're young, I feel like it's so easy to let your ego control you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we see people take just these hasty decisions, like things that you don't even think about, and then, you know, you get older and you're like, why was I even thinking that was okay? Why
yeah.
was I, like, how was I ever even rationalizing being able to do that?
Yeah.
So I think that's, like, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in this past year, for sure. And just being patient with yourself, understanding that things take time and, you know, God's timing is perfect. Like, we can't just expect things to change, like, at the flip of a switch.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you?
No, I'm straight. I'm good. And I know people sometimes, like, I think because, like, I'm the funny dude. So, like, it's like that Shannon Crowder clip is like, you know, the funny dude, like, he's making everybody else smile. But, like, you know, I mean, how's he doing? Like, no, I'm this is the best my mental health has ever been. But, like, I know what it's like to feel like absolute dog shit. You know, that's before I met y'all and shit. But I always tell myself, or I always told myself, I'm like, I'm never going to let myself get back to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something that I always, like, try to make sure of. Like, I'm like, man, like, whatever problems, like, not saying I'm not cognizant or, like, you know, being dismissive of any problems I might have, but I'm like, you know, I just, like, what's it called? Like, what am I trying to say exactly? Like, I'm just a lot easier on myself. Cause my mental health, like, at least for me, I'm in a good space now. But whenever I'm in a bad space, like, it's like
real bad.
Yeah. And I've been in periods of that in my, not recently, not anytime recently, but those periods I have been in a really bad mental space, like, it gets bad, you know. whether it's like anxiety or like depression or whatever the fuck, like, I, you know, there's no, I don't really believe in like, you know, mild anxiety or mild depression. Like, I don't, that to me, that doesn't exist.
Yeah. It's like 100 or nothing.
Yeah. So for me, I think like just the older I've been or the older I've gotten, like it's more like you learn how to work with it. Mm. I think
it doesn't ever really go away.
No, it does. Yeah. It doesn't go away. Yeah. You know, and that's something I kind of realized, like, I wouldn't even say I struggled with my mental health. I did struggle with that one time, but like, I think it became kind of relevant to my life. And like when I turned 19, 20, something like that, that's when I started really struggling with it. Like I started struggling with anxiety and, you know, and then depression a little bit after that, whatever the fuck. But anybody that knows me, they kind of understand that, like, okay, that makes sense for Nola. You can kind of tell type shit. But, I'm just ranting and raving at this point, but it's a process. It's really a process. Like every day is a process. You're never going to be 100%. You just got to wake up and try to get as close to 100% as you can. But you know, I'm just very appreciative of now. Cause there was times, bro, it was like, I would get out of bed, but you could not get me out of the house to do anything. Fuck no. You know, like I've been there before, or like fucking like just, yeah, I've had some dark days for sure. So yeah. I'm very happy to be where I'm at now mentally, but it's still a struggle, you know? And I think for our younger fans, like if I were to give them any advice, like, you kind of have to get through them storms to appreciate the sunny days, you know? Like, that's what you'll kind of realize the older you get. You're like, okay, I've been here before, so I kind of know how to navigate this, you know? Because when I'm talking about me in my earlier 20s, like, that was the first time that shit had ever happened to me. So I really didn't know, you know? Like, my first semester in college, like, I literally was like, you know, I was in and out of the ER like every, what, 2-3 days, like just straight fatigued, you know?
You wouldn't sleep?
No, I would sleep, but I'm saying it's like
mental fatigue?
No, like physical fatigue. Like I literally, I overthought so much that like I literally was getting myself to the hospital.
Like you would stress your body out so much you just felt physically
fatigued. Yeah, I literally would feel like I couldn't do shit. Like I couldn't eat. They're running tests, they're taking blood, and they're like, medically he's fine, we don't know what to do. And that when that happened,
you up more because you're like, yeah, I know I'm not,
I know
crazy.
I'm, yeah, yeah.
And when they tell you that, like, you feel even more depressed and more anxiety.
Yeah.
For me, it manifests usually more as like procrastination. Like when I'm feeling good, mm-hmm. I know like I'm productive, and I don't know if it's like I feel good because I am productive, mm-hmm. or I'm productive because I feel good, but mm-hmm. for whatever reason, like, yeah, when I'm not feeling good, it's like I just can't get anything done. Like, I just feel like I have all these things, and it just feels like it's a huge mountain in front of me.
Yeah.
That I'm like, why am I even going to climb this? Like, it's whatever. Like, I don't have to do it. Like,
yeah. And like, the thing is, too, about, especially for men, I feel like we view our mental health a lot different, I think, because we almost have to, like,
do something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we always have to attribute it to, like, some type of success or, like, some type of, like, you know, something I struggle with now. I'm like, I'm 29. I'm like, oh shit, I'm 30 next year. I don't have a family. I don't got a house. I don't have all these things. I need all these things type shit. But then like, by the time I get those things,
You're still gonna have to need something.
Like, what if I'm not, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's always going to be something. So I'm proud of myself. And like, and something that's fucked up too. Like when people tell me they're proud of me when it comes to the podcast or my photography work or like my 9-to-5 or whatever, I'm just like, how come I don't feel like I'm proud of myself type shit? That's something that I still kind of struggle with. I'm like, if I feels like it doesn't count.
Yeah, I think because we see ourselves every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes we either feel like, well, I just did a little bit more than I did yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. Crazy. When I know I've done a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That shit, it kind of sucks, man, but I'm proud of myself. You know, I am proud of myself. It's just hard to admit.
Yeah. I think the thing that usually helps me is putting it into perspective. Like, mm-hmm. not to keep going back to these same tragic stories, mm-hmm. but just thinking about, like, that could have been me. I'm one person away yeah. from that. Like, I was having conversations with this person
yeah.
in the same circle. Like, yeah. that could have been me.
He could have handed you something. And at y'all could have been at a part. Like, it's so, all this yes. shit is so split second. It's crazy.
But at the end of the day, I'm here. And, like, yeah. I can't be anywhere else. Like, I'm not anywhere else because I'm here. Therefore, if things could be that bad, yeah, they could be that good, but at least I'm not there. So facts. I should be grateful for where I am. Like, yeah, the podcast could have 10,000 subs, but we're at almost 1,000.
No, and numbers. I'm proud of those. Yeah, yeah, I'm very, like, proud of those.
And all of those, like, regardless of the numbers, like, every single subscriber we get or every podcast we upload, mm-hmm. I think about it like we're having good memories. Like, this is a good experience. Like, imagine growing up. And even if this tanks and, like, it never takes off.
It won't. I'm just going to let y'all know now. It won't.
But even if.
If, right? yeah.
Imagine growing up, like, you have kids, you have grandkids, and you're telling them stories like, yeah, I used to have a podcast when I was in my 20s. Like, we used to get on there, talk about events, yeah. laugh, like, share a lot of good times. Like, a lot of our good conversations and moments, like, mm-hmm. they're on camera forever. Like, we yeah. have them there. We yeah. can go back and look at them and look at how much we've grown, how much, like, what we used to think like, what we used to dress like, what we used to be like.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have that, man. Yeah. So it's like, it's a blessing.
Yeah. I was just watching one of our old episodes before I got here.
Yeah.
I was watching the one you were talking about going to China.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I was wearing that pink Marc Jacobs sweater. I was like, that was some bullshit I was wearing. I ain't going to lie. That ugly. I look crazy. But, you know, kind of wrapping up, though, like, I think, man, we just need, like, more, like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, we need to be comfortable talking with each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like we, as men, like, we need a space, whether it's this, for us, it's this podcast, but, like, men, we need a space where we could just talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because I think women do that really easily.
100%.
You know? Yeah, 100%. But men, it's, like, tough for us to, like, really talk about ourselves and to be vulnerable with other men.
Yeah, and a lot of the times, whenever we talk to someone that's not, like, a friend,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a coworker, like, it could be your wife, your mm-hmm. like, your children, somebody in your family, sister, mom.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's so difficult that I find is, like, in some way you feel like you owe them something. Like, it might be, like, being okay. Like, your emotional stability, if you go talk to your mom, you're like, I don't want her to worry. I don't want her to this. So, like, I got to keep it together. But when you talk to your homies and stuff,
yeah,
it just feels like you don't really, like, if you're good friends, like, we don't really owe each other anything. It's like, if you're not feeling okay, like, we're going to just talk it out. I don't know, like, play video games, watch a movie, mm-hmm. talk, like, mm-hmm. film a podcast, something.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like, okay, like, I'm cool. Like, for this amount of time, instead of stressing myself and going overthinking and doing all these things, like, right now, I'm cool. Yeah. Like, things are okay.
Yeah.
And things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, again, you know, like, this podcast is obviously a safe space for men and women as well. Don't get, you know.
Shout out to the 15%.
Yeah. Shout out to the 10% of our female listeners. But this podcast is definitely a safe space for everybody to, you know, be themselves and just be vulnerable about their mental health. But I'm good. Don't worry. I know people heard me talk about anxiety and depression. Like, no, don't be careful. No. I'm good. Trust me, I'm great. But shit. Oh, actually, speaking of mental health, these assholes fucked up my mental health. The Knicks.
Oh,
that's how I know my mental health is straight. Why the fuck did the Knicks lose the same goddamn month of men's mental health awareness month?
It's almost like they planned it.
They did. Because
they could have lost. They could have lost a six.
Yeah, y'all could have lost in May, fucking game one and shit. Oh my god. Yeah, that's how I know I'm still struggling with my mental health. Because every time the Knicks, I remember when they lost game one, I just laid in bed. I didn't do shit. I was like. You know that's the meme of Stewie?
Yeah,
where
he just
turns around. That was me in bed in game one. I just cried to sleep.
And now we're going to have the most boring NBA finals of all time.
Yes, these motherfuckers are going to be in a goddamn hayfield in the middle of goddamn nowhere.
Bro.
After party finna be dry.
Indiana, Oklahoma.
Bro. Dog, goddamn, bro. The after party finna be at a gas station.
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win?
OKC.
Yeah, I think OKC. Yeah, I think OKC is going to
sweep. Yeah.
It's sad, though, man. I don't know. Like, it's really this year, because we had the Jokic era was and the Giannis era was kind of like a buffer.
Yeah.
Where like we had Curry, Durant, LeBron for a long time.
Yeah.
But now it's like it's kind of like
official. Well, we're in a transitional period right now.
Yeah, but now I feel like this one is really where it's like official. Like mm-hmm. that era's over.
Oh, you're saying like Curry, Durant, all the
it's over, bro. Hey, I'm calling it right now. None of them are ever gonna win a ring again. Unless they're like a third string, or not third string, but like a third option on like with either Jokic, Shai, or
Okay, I get what you. Yeah, you're saying they're not Curry, Durant, LeBron, Harden, all those people from our time, whatever the fuck. Like, they're not gonna be the determining factor on a team no more.
Not again.
Okay,
it's kind of sad, bro.
It is sad, bro. Like once LeBron retires, I think I'm gonna be like, damn. What the fuck now? Like, that's going to be, like, the end of the Avengers or some shit. Like, what are we going to do?
Like, since we've been watching basketball.
Yeah, since we was kids.
Yeah, LeBron has been in the league.
In the league. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with my life?
Yeah, bro.
Same shit with, like, NBA on TNT.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ending. I'm like, bro, like, these motherfuckers have been, NBA games have been on TNT since
forever, we was alive.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Ass.
You can go back and watch, like, the old-ass clips. Yeah. Like, way younger.
Hell yeah. Shit. Bro.
It's sad.
I mean, it's sad, but that's life, though.
Yeah, but I wonder if this is how people felt when, like, Magic and Bird and Jordan, like, retired.
Well, I don't... Well, because Jordan retired, when he, like, first retired.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the second, like, official retirement. But, like, you know, like, that whole era?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's how, like... Because, you know, we argue with old heads, and they're like, nah, LeBron.
LeBron
couldn't hold Jordan's jockstrap. Yeah. Like, and it's like...
I think it's different because, like, you know, when Magic and Bird and Jordan and all them retired, there was that, you know, that group of people, like, Kobe, T-Mac, AI. Shaq. Like, Shaq, they came up right after. Mm. So nobody was really worried about what the NBA was going to do. But now people keep having this discussion about like who's the face of the NBA. Like, it's just like everyone's scared. It's kind of the same thing with rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you almost look at it the same way, like,
yeah, that's a very good
Kendrick
analogy.
Is almost 40. Drake is almost 40. J. Cole is basically, I don't know if he's like retired, like, you know what I'm
Lil
saying,
Wayne's
but like
out of here.
Lil Wayne's gone, like, or Lil Wayne's still making music, but it's not like the same, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Jay-Z's senior citizen status, you know what I'm saying? So, like, who are the stars of
even Kanye?
Oh, yeah, Kanye, he been fried, but
Shout
you know,
last song,
yeah, nah, but I'm just saying, like, we don't have that new group of talent,
or if
we did, like, for example, like, remember, like, when motherfuckers were like, oh, Lil Baby, the next Drake. Like, that was a real conversation.
And now it's,
right? Even Thug.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm like, bro, this snippet that this nigga dropped, this is the most garbage ass shit.
It's weak.
Shit is trash. I heard that shit. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Because it's really hard to know for me. Like, is the generation really cooked? Like, is there just no clear, like, head and shoulders, someone above the rest that looks like they're going to have the longevity and success in whatever industry they're in? NBA or rap or whatever else? Or are we turning into that old head that used to be like, nope, it's never going to be the same again. Like, look how soft it is. Look, it's not this, it's that, it's that. Because I know, like, for example, like, Shai, SGA.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really like watching them play like that. It's like, I understand, like, the basketball purists. They're like, oh, look how efficient he is. He's an effective scorer. Mm-hmm. He's drawing fouls, doing this and that. But I'm like, yeah, but it's just, like, I grew up
watching
LeBron,
same.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm watching Durant 7 foot, like, cross people up and pull up from three. Cold. I'm watching Curry pull up from the logo, bro. Like, it's not the same.
I can't speak for NBA because I'm not the biggest sports fan, but for rap, like, I think everyone's just, like, motivations are different, right?
Yeah.
So, like, the players you're talking about, Curry, Bron, these motherfuckers wanted to be the best. They were already, obviously, but the best basketball players on the planet, bar none. And each of them were at one point or another in the league, right? They were the best players in the league and the best basketball players on this planet, bar none. With rap, how we're talking about Kendrick, Drake, Jay, Nas, whoever the fuck, right? These motherfuckers wanted to be the best rappers on the planet. And they were at one time or another. Now, niggas don't want shit but some Za and some Amiris. You niggas want money for, like, y'all want to just have a run for, like, 2-3 years and do some other shit. Man. Oh, I'm on Zeus Network. Oh, I got a clothing line. Oh, I, like.
But here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Why?
What do you mean, why? People want, like, quick money.
Like, but is their attention span that little where, because, like, you look at Drake, and if I'm sure if you were to ask any of these idiots, mm-hmm. would you want to be Drake? They'll be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like, as much but as
do you want to work as hard Drake, as Drake?
Yeah, as much as we hate on Drake, like, his level of, like, longevity.
No, he's one of the GOATs. It doesn't, like, matter. Yeah.
The work
yeah.
he's put out.
No, he's one of the GOATs.
The collabs he's put out.
He's one of the GOATs, yeah.
The pop culture, yeah. clothing, yeah. everything. Like, yeah. bro, like, you can't deny it.
No, of course not.
His work ethic is crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, why, if I ask you, would you want to be Drake? It's yes. And you have the path. Like, Lil Baby had that path. He mm-hmm. could have been that. Mm-hmm. But it's just like,
well, because a lot of these people, they don't love it. They don't love what they do. It's just a hustle for them.
Yeah.
Even Lil Baby himself will tell you, listen, I just did this shit so I wouldn't go to jail for selling drugs.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah.
He's like, I was rich before this shit.
Exactly. So if you, like, you're going to get bored.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say that's a bad, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but, like, something happened where it was just like, oh, like, niggas were embarrassed to say their occupation. Oh, I don't even rap for real. I'm really getting this street money, though. I'm going to just. For what? It's okay to say you're a rapper. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like,
put me on Disney Channel.
Yeah, bro. I'm just like, duh. Like, you can't do that with, like, certain. You can't be like, oh yeah, I'm an actor. I go to acting school, but nah, I'm you know what I mean? Fuck that bullshit
I'm really
though.
In the street go,
yeah, I'm really a street nigga though. Yeah. I'm classically trained though. I went to Yale acting school, but no. Fuck that. I'm in the streets though.
Yeah, I'm in the ballet. You know, yeah. I'm in a play.
Yeah,
I'm on Broadway. Like, but, like, really, I'm just there because, like, the alley, you know, I'm serving in the alley. Right?
Yeah. Bro. I'm getting off the block, though. I went to Juilliard, though, but I'm getting off the block. See how that sounds? Stupid that sounds?
Yes.
Like, in rap, we do that. In ball, I don't think you can do that in ball per se, but, like, you get what I'm trying to say, though.
Yeah, but, yeah, 100%. I don't know. It just, everything feels so artificial now. It doesn't feel organic. It doesn't feel like,
bro.
Like they do it for the love of the sport. It doesn't feel like. It's for the love of the art, like the sport. It's really just like to get money because you're good at it or because, like, you want to be famous or I don't know.
Yeah. And see, that's kind of even like with us, like our podcast, like, I still love doing this.
Yeah.
But a few years, I can see why motherfuckers get tired. It's a task.
Yeah, it's a task.
I love it to death, but we love it because, you know what I'm saying? But
you could also see how, like, if that was our only goal, we probably would have already quit.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, some motherfuckers would have quit.
100%.
So imagine, like, you know, because going to a studio every day and recording for 10 hours, like, you're going to tire the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, even Wayne, like, I swear to God, bro, it's so funny we bring him up because I was just watching. Did you ever watch that old documentary he had in 2008?
I don't think I did.
Okay. You've probably seen clips of it. Okay. Have you seen that clip where, like, he was getting interviewed and he had his cup right here and he kicked the cup over and he was like, oh shit, I spilled my cup.
Yeah.
It's that documentary. Mm. But, like, just seeing his work ethic, that shit was inspiring. Because this motherfucker was.
He was, like, living in the studio.
Yeah, he would, but I'm saying, like, he would have a double cup with him and just song after song after song. But he had insatiable work ethic because he wanted to be the best. Even with this shit, I want to be the best. And even, like, and maybe that also kind of ties in with our conversation about men's mental health. Like, sometimes we'll kill ourselves, not literally, but, like, we'll push ourselves to the brink just to be the best.
Yeah, I see that.
Motherfuckers don't want to do that anymore in anything. Rap, ball, whatever the fuck. Clothing, who gives a shit? Nobody wants to push themselves. Nobody wants to sacrifice because that's scary.
You even see it, like, just, like, in general, like, even, like, regular jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, you be seeing people, like, that just don't give a fuck at all. Like,
yeah.
You'll go buy some at the store and, like, you could tell the employees just don't give a fuck.
Because he or she is not getting paid enough to care.
No, but, like, they're just like, yeah, I'll just get another job. I don't give a fuck. And they're just like, nobody cares anymore. No, like, that's like that global nonchalance.
Yeah.
Like, just nobody cares anymore.
Because he getting off the block.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just doing that for insurance purposes. But I get what you're saying, though. But, I don't think we're old heads. You know what's funny? I think I like, reversed. I used to be a really bad old head type dude, like, in high school.
Yeah? What you mean?
Okay, so, like, you remember the motto, Lil Wayne Drake?
Yeah.
There's a Facebook post. Y'all can look it up if you have the time. But, like, I was on Facebook. This was like years, you know, when the video dropped, I was complaining. I was like, oh, Lil Wayne, he's disrespecting the Bay. I was like, what the fuck was I talking about? That was a backpacker. I was like, what was I talking about? I don't know why. You remember those memes? It would be like, oh, if Tupac was still alive, Lil Wayne would be working at McDonald's. I was one of them niggas. I was just like, what the fuck was I talking about?
Like a rap purist.
Yeah, rap purist. I was a rap purist. Which, yeah, anytime you see that shit, don't be listening to the motherfuckers.
The people that say LeBron be playing against TikTokers and
yeah, movie stars. Shit.
He's not playing real basketball.
Yeah, but they said that shit about what's the homie name? What's the Super Bowl? Like Wilt Chamberlain was playing against like
cab drivers.
Yeah, cab drivers.
Butchers,
plumbers. Electricians. Yeah, I mean, nah, we ain't old heads yet. I try to be very open with shit, but like, for example, I listen to Plaque Boy Max's album. I tried. Shit's ass, but like,
I tried.
But it's not for me.
I know, but inevitably that day is gonna come
when I'm the old head.
Yeah, just like we're just that.
Old head complaining.
That old head just complaining about everything.
Man, I mean, I try not to be that person, but like, if you really think about this shit, everything was better low key in the 2000s. Like,
see?
But I'm not complaining. It is what it is.
I know, but like, eventually it's going to be so annoying to hear all these little idiots be like, everything's better now. Everything's better now. And just like, bro, y'all, really y'all only
bro.
Knew.
If y'all if only knew.
Only
bro.
Knew.
Fuck, man. We really took the early 2000s for granted.
Yes.
Goddamn, bro.
And the 2010s.
Okay. Everything after
2016,
17? Yeah, it's been ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, it's just pop culture, food, everything has been ass.
Yep.
So I feel like the only way to correct that is travel internationally. That's how you appreciate shit.
Yeah.
Because I went to Japan in 2025, there's probably a motherfucker in Japan. Oh, this shit used to be way more lit back in the day. I'm like, nigga, I don't know. This shit lit right now. I have no frame of reference.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like smart. Yeah,
yeah, so when I was out there, I was like, woo, this shit lit.
Meanwhile, he's like, yeah, he don't know shit.
Nah, he don't know shit. This motherfucker, what you happy for?
If you was here in 05.
Oh, yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how people are with Vegas right now. I'm just like, this shit was lit back then, I guess, but I'm like, yeah. So that, you know what I mean? It's about frame of reference. Because sometimes if you're looking at shit for too long, you're gonna start looking for flaws. Yep. That's just how humans are.
No, you're right. You're right. You're 100% right.
But shit. Besides that, we got anything else?
I think that's it.
I think that's everything, man.
Let's call it an episode, man.
Call it an episode, man. Another episode down of On the Run Podcast number, is this 86?
86, yeah.
Okay.
I almost at 100, so...
What are we doing for the 100th episode? Nah, we got to plan something. Yeah, we got to sit down and plan something.
I guess that's 14 episodes away. That's like 3 months. So,
well, I mean, it could be shorter depending on, you know.
Yeah, but roughly, or longer if we slack, but roughly around 3 months. So that's like August, September.
Okay, we got to make sure that it's still warm out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to get something popping for y'all. Whether it's like a live episode, something. I don't know. We got to get something.
I told the homies, I'm like, the 100th episode, I'm going to get drunk. On air.
That'd be crazy.
No, I'm just letting you know now. I already prepared. Yeah.
If we do a live episode, that'd be cool too.
For sure. Hell yeah. I would love to party with all of our supporters and loved ones. But
sure.
Wrapping up though, on Instagram and all your favorite social media platforms. Y'all can follow me at @N2DATK. You can follow him at @1OTRB.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, 1OTRB on Instagram. Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much for all the support. We hope you enjoyed this June internal episode. We'll be back next week with another guest, man. Peace.
Peace.